This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Environmental activist Lakin Jordahl is a Borderlands campaigner with the Tucson, Arizona-based Center for Biological Diversity. Jordahl has painfully followed the building of the border wall with Mexico and its attendant ecological damage. This past December, President-elect Joe Biden nominated Deb Haaland, a first-term New Mexico congresswoman and a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe, to lead the U.S. Department of the Interior. Environmental activists are hopeful that Haaland will be able to reverse former President Donald Trump's many anti-environmental policies, stop the building of the border wall, and bar public land access to oil and gas developers. Join associate producer Christine Gordon as she visits with Jordahl about the negative impacts the border wall's construction has had on endangered species, the desecration of sacred Native American burial sites, his passion for enforcing wildlife safeguards, and what we might expect with Haaland's potential nomination.
Tell me a little bit about your organization and what you've been doing in the last few administrations to try to work with what's happening with the ecosystem and the environment near the border.
Yeah, so my name is Lakin Jordahl. I work with the Center for Biological Diversity, which is an organization focused on protecting wildlife and their habitats and stopping the extinction crisis. Currently, I work as the Borderlands campaigner for the center, which means my job has been to fight and push back against border wall construction as it has ripped through wildlife refuges and wilderness areas and sacred indigenous lands in Arizona.
What are some specific things that you've seen, some extinctions, and within what time span?
Yeah, so the crisis of border wall construction and border militarization did not start under Trump. We had horrific environmental damage incurred on the borderlands under Bush, under Clinton, and even Obama built almost 100 miles of border wall that was ordered under Bush. But the damage we've seen in the last 4 years is completely unmatched in scale. It is so severe and so significant, and Trump's wall really does pose an existential threat to a number of endangered species in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. And even now, with only a few days left in his administration, construction crews are working at a breakneck pace. They're dynamiting critical habitat for endangered species, doing everything they can to build the final miles of Trump's wall. Because as we all know, it's his number one priority. It seems to be the only thing he cares about right now. It really is the rallying cry that got him the presidency in the first place.
What are some of the effects on specific animals?
So in Arizona, we have jaguars and ocelots that are actually native to the southwest borderlands. And a lot of people are stunned to realize that these big, beautiful cats are native to Arizona. Mm. They were hunted to extirpation in the 20th century. But in the last 20 years, they've been making this incredible comeback. And we've documented 7 different jaguars in the United States reclaiming the territory that they were hunted out of. And it's this really exciting recovery story. So
They've been able to do this even with the breakneck pace of the wall being built and everything that's been done in the prior administration. Somehow they've, at the same time as this is happening, they've had this so-called resurgence. Or is it because they hit ground zero and you could only, things could only be better?
Yeah, so essentially the jaguars, they love the mountainous country. They exist in what we call the Sky Islands in Arizona, which are these beautiful mountain ranges that jut up from the desert floor. Jaguars migrate vast distances through the desert, and they almost always stick to these mountainous corridors. And up until recently, there hasn't been any border wall construction going into these rugged and remote mountain ranges. So prior to Trump, most of the border walls that we saw in Arizona were more or less around cities and towns, and also in flat areas that were easier to access. Now, and specifically this year, we have seen construction crews blasting and bulldozing into these massive rugged mountains, areas that have never been a hotspot for cross-border activity or immigration, but the Trump administration is so fixated on getting to this 500-mile mark of border wall, that they are now building walls through areas that Border Patrol had never even considered for wall construction because they are so rugged, so steep, so remote. And they're also the areas that are most important for jaguars, for ocelot, and for other mammals who live in these Sky Island mountains.
After Trump finishes in the next few days, are there going to be areas that the wall didn't reach?
Yeah, so as things stand right now, about 3 of the 5 critical corridors for cross-border jaguar movement are being walled off. And that means crews have blown up these mountain ranges, they've dug trenches, they're starting to put walls up in these areas, and we desperately need Biden to stop construction immediately in these areas, immediately. And he can do that with the stroke of a pen, with a simple stop work order, but that's not enough to really protect these cats. We have to see all of the border wall segments built through critical jaguar habitat torn down. We have to restore and revegetate these lands so jaguars, ocelots, and other wildlife can once again move freely through these areas as they have done for millennia.
So there is a chance that he will sign a stop order and have the contracts stopped or revoked. What do you know about that at this time? Is there a chance for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Biden said it himself in very clear terms. He said not another foot of border wall would be built under his administration.
Okay.
And we're certainly going to take him at his word for that. And more recently, we've seen the Army Corps of Engineers come out and say that, yes, all of these contracts can be canceled with a simple stop work order. And more than that, the Army Corps said that by canceling these contracts, Biden could save American taxpayers $2.6 billion. That is a substantial amount of money that could buy a lot of COVID vaccines, a lot of PPE. This money desperately needs to be stopped going to the wall and put into keeping us safe, which is so important right now. It's just unbelievable to me and so many other people that we're still spending billions of tax dollars to build a wall through the wilderness on the border when thousands of people are dying a day as a result of this pandemic.
From my understanding, he hasn't said anything at all about tearing down portions of the wall that are already up. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. However, in a lot of these places, you know, where the wall's climbing up these rugged, steep, mountainous slopes, we're going to be looking at huge amounts of maintenance costs in the future. The wall is incredibly expensive to build. It's also unbelievably costly to maintain. And we'll be putting billions of dollars into maintaining this racist monument to Trump into the future. I'm not sure that future presidential administrations, and I'm not sure American taxpayers, are really going to want to foot the bill for this obsolete symbol of his racism, really.
So you call it a racist monument to Trump. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think one of the first things Trump latched onto before he was even president was that three-word chant, build the wall. And to him, that just symbolized everything he stood for. You know, strong borders, keeping people out, demonizing people that did not look like him. And from the beginning, I mean, we've all known that the wall doesn't do much to stop cross-border activity. I worked in a couple different national parks on the border. I talked with a lot of Border Patrol agents, and everybody understood that if you build a wall, at best, it's only a speed bump. Someone can get over it in a matter of seconds with a ladder. So it is just a symbol. It's theatrical. It's not tactical. It's not a border security solution. But I think to people across the country, to people who have never been to the border, it's this potent symbol that is just, it symbolizes everything Trump stands for. And that's why he's been so fixated on it this entire time. And that's why he's been spending billions of dollars to build it in areas that it makes no difference, areas where there are no people crossing. And it's just been a political stunt from the beginning.
So my understanding from what you're saying then is that all this money is poured into it. It makes no sense because people who want to cross illegally can still do it in a matter of minutes. And meanwhile, it's destroyed habitat and basically the beauty of our country.
Absolutely. And okay, we're going to have to pay for it long into the future to maintain the structure, the symbol, this hateful legacy. And I think we could do ourselves a service and just tear it down as soon as possible, especially in areas like critical jaguar migration corridors, sacred indigenous sites, and other areas where it's blocking the flow of rivers and washes and causing severe environmental harm.
Can you talk a little bit more about that environmental harm? And then I'd like to ask you one more question.
Yeah, certainly. So, I mean, it's just surreal because most of the areas where the wall has gone up on the Arizona border are federally protected public lands. The wall's going up in national monuments, through wildlife refuges, through designated wilderness, areas so important that Congress has designated them with the highest degree of federal land protection. We've also seen the wall go up through indigenous burial grounds and sacred sites. And all of this wall construction is happening outside the scope of our nation's most important environmental laws. The Trump administration has waived more than 80 individual laws to rush wall construction, meaning there's been no analysis of the environmental harm caused by the wall. There's been no consultation with indigenous tribes. And while the center, our organization, is challenging this in court, as things stand right now, they've been able to get away with building this wall outside the scope of all of the most important laws on the books. So it's insulting when you hear Trump at a press conference talk about bringing law and order to the border, because he's the one making this place lawless and revoking protections for wildlife, for communities, for indigenous nations. Our border communities have never been less secure than they are right now as a result of Trump's wall construction and border militarization and baseless threats against our communities and cross-border communities.
Okay, so there is some other bright spots possibly on the horizon. Biden nominated Deb Haaland as Interior Secretary, and if Congress approves her and she's appointed, what do you think would come from having the first Native American, and also a woman, but a Native American in that position who understands everything that has gone before?
Yeah, nobody is better equipped than Deb Haaland to restore justice to the borderlands, to right all of the wrongs of the Trump administration, to finally give tribal nations a seat at the table in a true government-to-government relationship that respects their autonomy and sovereignty. Yeah, we are elated that Deb Haaland will most likely be in charge of our nation's public lands, which, of course, are all stolen indigenous lands. Apart from that, you know, she asked Department of Homeland Security officials some very searing questions in a hearing last spring directly related to the destruction of sacred sites to build the border wall. So we know she is very versed and up to speed when it comes to this issue. And no doubt it'll be a Herculean task to actually start restoring what's been destroyed and try and provide reparations and reconciliation with border communities and indigenous nations. But no one is better equipped to do it than Deb Haaland.
Do you think these will be some of her first actions in that role if she should become the Interior Secretary?
Yeah, I mean, she's got a lot on her plate. And there's so many important decisions she will have to make, including oil and gas leasing on public lands and restoring protections for wildlife and endangered species. But certainly, I do believe that addressing the harms of the border wall will be at the top of that list. And we've already got a lot of ideas and plans that we can put forth to start doing that.
Great. Wish you luck, and thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, You're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.